It's music by Benzo. 60 minutes after 2, right here on UJFM 95.4. You are listening to Insights with myself, Phumelele Lebakazulu, as well as Mbali Poko on the news desk with you until the hour of 3 p.m. It is the third and final hour of the show. Told you we're about to have an absolutely amazing conversation. On the line, I do have Titimba as well as Offense Tabane. What we're talking about is Man Cave podcast, which is launching to transform men's wellness on university campus. Man Cave is a candid youth-led conversation about what it means to be a man in today's university environment, and also to show challenges and stigmas. You're loving UJFM. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. I can hear you.
All right, absolutely.
Yes, I can hear you, but can I ask you just to go a little bit louder because I'm struggling to hear you.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Can you hear me now?
Yes,
all right, absolutely amazing. Now, yes, they're the facilitators and the hosts of the Man Cave podcast. I'm talking about Titimba as well as Offense. Let's just get right into it, right? I'll start with you, Titi. Why did you want to host a podcast about men's wellness?
Well, so firstly, good afternoon to all your listeners. My name is Titimba and I'm the chairman of the Amachama Brotherhood Circle. So we've been having these podcast series where we speak to men about their different wellness challenges and journeys through conversation. So we then created the UJ Man Cave podcast that focuses specifically on male students and learners at the institution to have frank conversations with them about what's happening around their lives in and out of campus.
All right, absolutely amazing. Offense, let me come to you as well. Yes, why did you want to host a podcast for men's wellness?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. TT is a visionary and he always believes in people. I had no idea that I could even host anything, let alone host a birthday party. So when he reached out, he said to me that he's creating this platform where he wants to give students a voice, and he believes that I've got the ability to articulate myself like a radio host like yourself. So, and I'm very opinionated when it comes to certain conversations that we've been having. So he gave me that opportunity and he wanted to have that platform to share with everyone else. So like the opportunities that I am, I decided, yes, why not? Let's go. Let's go share this beautiful platform and have these amazing conversations.
Oh, absolutely amazing. Titi, let me come back to you. What support resources or campus services will listeners be pointed to if they need help?
Well, look, this is a wellness platform for them to be able to articulate some of the challenges that they're experiencing on and off campus. And we are hoping that through these conversations, we are able to also highlight to the institution, which is the University of Johannesburg, to start also implementing solutions that might help to, you know, assist with these students with some of the wellness challenges that they might be facing. You know, at the end of the day, we want these students to be able to go through their journey at campus adversity and be able to still be in touch with what's happening with their lives. You know, they do have lives in and out of the institution itself, and so we want to address issues that affect them, good or bad.
All right. Offense, I want you to tell me about a personal story or experience, right, that inspired you to be part of such a visionary initiative.
A personal story? Woo-wee. You guys want to get personal already? Yeah. Okay. Well, TT found me when I was a part of another organization, and his ideas of, you know, mental wellness and, you know, his 360 vision of, you know, having a turning point for individuals is what got me very interested in becoming a part of the Man Cave. And the personal story has to do with my personal relationships with people that I couldn't articulate myself without anger issues before. So I used to have an aggressive approach to a lot of situations, spaces, relationship spaces. And it is through the Man Cave, you know, the podcast itself and through the Man Cave initiative that I had learned to become a better person through my communication skills, through becoming more emotionally matured than I was before. So I would like to say that I'm a template and product of the man cave that has transformed my life with my approach, communication skills. Yeah.
All right. I'll point this one to the both of you, right? I'll start with you, TT, right? What's one thing you learned while recording Man Cave that probably took you by surprise?
I think, you know, for me, I don't think there's anything really that caught me by surprise because just the ability to be able to sit with a bunch of young men and get to understand how they are wired is a learning curve always. You know, I always want to surround myself with young people because it's an opportunity for me to learn from them as well. It's also an opportunity for me to impart the wisdom and the experience that I have so that they don't end up making the same mistakes that I might have made when they were 20 or when I was 20 rather. Mm-hmm. And so it's such a beautiful journey to actually go through where, you know, we get into studio and we've got the topic for the day with Offense and we are about to speak to complete strangers, and at the end of the show we are all friends and the guys just cannot believe that the show's done because they wanted to pour so much more of themselves. And I think for me that's the beauty about this. There is no podcast in South Africa right now that actually focuses on male students. There isn't. You can Google it. You can check it out. There isn't. And I think this is such a rare opportunity and such a beautiful collaboration between the Amatama Men Cave and UJFM because we are just crossing the bridge of those, we're closing those generational gaps as well.
Offense, this one's for you as well. Something that took you by surprise that you learned while recording Men Cave.
What took me by surprise is how well-informed, how intelligent today's youth is. Mm. It was so amazing to hear the guys actually reaching out weeks later or a few days later after the podcast and saying that, yo, I've reflected on the conversation we've had in the podcast. Remember, each one had their own topic that they had to be unique and share their own experiences in. And for them to come back showed that after the podcast, there was a moment of introspection and they would reach out and, you know, they would want to still come back and have the conversation on a higher note. And I think that was amazing for me because when I was in university, college days, TT would disagree that I had college days. So I think for me, it's amazing how they've changed in terms of their level of thinking. I think the youth of today is way more intelligent in terms of their emotions, in terms of how they think, in terms of how they process everything than we were growing up. Yeah.
I think this entire podcast really is about creating a safe space, right? Let's speak about that. I mean, there's so many stigmas that are attached to being a man in modern day society. Now, how do we now create a safe space for men to talk openly about wellness? TT, I'll give this one to you.
Well, look, the whole concept is called the UJ Man Cave Podcast. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea of a man cave is that whatever happens in the man cave stays in the man cave. And so we are basically taking the ethos of what we practice in the Amatama Brotherhood Circle through the WhatsApp groups that we have. And now we are saying we're extending that opportunity and platform to male students at campus at the UJ institution for them to be able to open up about things that they wouldn't ordinarily open up about. And the beauty about this podcast is that it creates conversation that can even live outside the podcast. So when they're done with the podcast, they are able then to become champions in the circles that they reside in, they operate in, amongst other students, to kind of influence positively, to say, look, I went into this podcast with a particular perception in mind, but after having a chat with these guys, I actually feel good about myself, and I want to pass that on to other male students who might be scared to come onto the podcast, who might be thinking, nah, man, why should I go and spend 30 minutes or 45 minutes talking about mental wellness, for example? But the whole concept around it is that the more we get to talk, the more we get to heal, and the more we get to unpack all the issues that men go through.
Mm. Just wrapping it up, I'll pose this one to the both of you. What's one practical tip that you'd give to a young man struggling right now? TT, you can start and then we'll go to Offense.
Very simple. Men who talk heal. And that's what this is about. We are trying to encourage a society of men who are open, who are free, who can speak their minds, who can tell us how they're feeling, because the challenge amongst men is that we bottle things up, and the more we bottle things up, you are going to run the risk of being exposed one day because you've bottled so much and you've got so much anger. I mean, Ofense alluded earlier on to the anger issues he had at some stage. And I've seen such a change in him in terms of how he handles conflict. Before that, he would just be aggressive in his approach to get his points across. But now, his emotional intelligence has gone to a point where he acknowledges that he's got a strong personality, but there's a way in delivering something if you are disagreeing on a particular point. And that, for us, is the key outtake.
Amazing. Ofense?
I second every single word that TT has said. And today, I think the hashtag of the day on UJFM is men who talk heal. And that's
Absolutely.
It.
Thank you so much, guys. Yes, it's the Man Cave podcast. It's launching on the 30th of June. So you want to be aware of that one. 27 after 2 p.m. Let's wrap up that conversation. More music coming through. Here's Ziggy 4 times. Honey is the name of that one.